You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I've got some, I wouldn't even call this strange. This is typical. Some breaking news of sort. An announcement, a press missive from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office. And apparently he and his buddy, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, you know the guy, Cancun Ted, they're going to go out there and they're going to meet with the trucker convoy tomorrow. Let me read briefly from the media advisory. Senator Johnson, Cruz to meet with the People's Convoy. That was the Freedom Convoy. But anyways, here's what Johnson's office sent out to a fine reporter slash journalist like myself. On Tuesday, that's tomorrow, folks, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, and U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, I'm not sure what he is. I guess he's a Republican from Texas, will meet with the People's Convoy to discuss the harmful effects of President Biden's vaccine mandates, which barely exist anymore, but, you know, it's worth convoying over. Apparently, they're going to meet with the members of the People's Convoy tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. Central Time, 11:15 Eastern, at the Senate Visitor Center. So I guess the big rigs will be pulling up. Remember when they brought the big rig to the White House and Donald Trump got to get in the big rig and he seemed so excited. You know, he's very pumped up about the experience. Always wanted to play trucker, apparently. I just remember that. Choo-choo. No, I guess it was a big rig, not a train, but he looked like he was like the little engineer that could. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, good afternoon, Cootie. Thanks for taking my call. It's nice to see the two brothers are back talking again. I enjoy listening to them.
Are you talking about Gary and Dave? And we got a new one, Mark from Milwaukee, but they all kind of seem reasonable to me, Wisco.
Yeah, pretty reasonable. There is one thing I'd like to mention on their talk of fossil fuels, and we do have a little problem. It's called climate change, Cody, and this is the only place we've got to live is the Earth here. So, you know, you're 100% correct. We've got the technology and the people to look into alternative energy. Solar is really cool. I can't see how that could hurt anything. And also wind. So I just wanted to mention that.
Paul, I don't even... When I'm arguing with conservatives, I got to be honest with you. I don't even try to bring climate change into the conversation because they deny climate change exists, or they say it's weather or it's always been changing or whatever. However, they rationalize the crazy weather and the greater humidity and the higher temperatures. They rationalize it. So I don't even use that. But I've always wondered why Republicans are down for pollution. I mean, even Nixon started the EPA. When did Republicans become the pro-pollution party? But effectively, they're down for that. They're down for any sort of filthy petrochemical you can jam down a pipeline or stick on a train. And, you know, we, the taxpayers, we, the American public, greatly financially incentivize the entire industry through something called depletion, Wisco Paul. So they get to go dig a hole in the ground. And as they diminish the oil out of the ground, they get to say effectively they've depreciated their raw material. You know, they've taken it out of the ground. So it's no longer their raw material reserve. They get to claim a tax write-off called depletion. It is the greatest perk in taxes because they get to deplete their raw resource. Then they get to go refine it and sell it again. It's a win-win, Paul, for them, less so for us.
Well, I'm not going to take a deep dive into that, but there is climate change, and solar is a perfect thing. So is wind. And, Crudy, you're 100% correct. We got to find better ways to supply our energy because you can put your head in the sand and believe that the glaciers aren't melting. I mean, you can get on the train and go out to a Glacier National Park, and the glaciers are melting there, but... You know
what they would say back to you, though, Wisco? Drill, baby, drill. We can get easier access to the mineral reserves under the ground now that the glaciers have melted.
Well, I guess there's no arguing then, but mark me as I believe in climate change and I believe in solar, wind power, or whatever it takes to get off of fossil fuels. It'll save a lot of problems. So thanks for taking my call, Crudy.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. If we just simply save the money we expended in wars of choice, and I would say the Iraq war was a war of choice. I'd say to at least some degree, the Afghanistan war was a war of choice. We didn't actually get Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. You know, the whole 9/11 that precipitated those two wars, what'd that cost us in terms of treasury? Something like $4 trillion as a nation. If we'd invested $4 trillion in modernizing our solar, our wind, God only knows what the next technology may be. I mean, it might be on the waves. There might be enough hydroelectric energy in every tidal wave or every change of tides that come in that might supply the world. But we don't know that, because we'd rather go fight wars over oil supplies and, you know, who's going to control it next. And, you know, eventually we're going to be fighting wars over who controls the water, the fresh water. And, you know, right now we get big old straws. I talked about this earlier in the hour. The former attorney general of the state of Wisconsin, Brad Schimmel, gave the biggest straw and said, doesn't matter how many big straws start sucking the water out of the state of Wisconsin. That's okay, as long as big industry can get what they want. They need all the water in our state, let them take it. Well, it's not the Democratic Party taking that action. I cannot believe that Republicans are so willing to sell out the very fresh water that we all need to sustain our lives. And the tourism here in the state of Wisconsin, they come for the lakes, dudes. They come here for the lakes and you know, the beer and the woods, but mostly the lakes. You know, if we allow them to drain all the water out of the lakes, if we allow the CAFOs, these massive farms, to poison all the fresh water in the state of Wisconsin? I mean, do Republicans have their own supply of fresh water I'm unaware of? Hell, they even try to give access to Lake Michigan away to, what, a foreign corporation that didn't even ask for it specifically. The big straw down at Foxconn out of Lake Michigan, millions and millions and millions of gallons every day. That was all permissible. These are finite resources. We've exceeded peak oil. You know what's not going to run out of energy anytime soon? The sun or the wind. It blows every single freaking day out here in the state of Wisconsin. Come back with us. My little blowhard buddy Dominic joins us. The 5 o'clock Happier Happy Hour is next, and we're still going to take more of your phone calls. 844-967-2789. It's a party up in here when you join us on the phones. The Monday edition. Should I stay? Should I go? We're going to break. We're coming back. Perhaps your phone calls, but definitely with my little buddy. So you gotta let me know.